I, Michael, am here early this morning to set a flow field of devotion, praise, and beingness within this sacred space consecrated to the holy purposes of God. And therefore, beloved ones, in your midst I stand with the full authority of the Godhead to blaze forth the light of the blue fire radiance with my beloved faith in your midst for the acceleration of consciousness, for the victory of the light here, there, and everywhere where you are, O sons and daughters of the Most High. We are on the march this day in consciousness on behalf of our Lord, and we send fire, 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 here, there, and everywhere, that the light is required in the lives of sons and daughters of God. Blaze forth that light now. Blaze forth that light now. Blaze forth that light now. And realize that within you, O mankind, is a reservoir, is a fountain of divinity, is the sacred essence of your own God presence, that when you allow it to be manifest and flow through your awareness, there is the all possibility of God's self-realization right within your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul. If you have ever felt in any way disconnected from your own God presence, and we must say that most of mankind have felt this state at some time or another, then see it dissolved into the very beingness of your God presence now and forever hold from this day forward within the forethought of your mind and awareness that God is present where you are, that the light is your true nature, that the light is who you truly are, blessed ones. Yes, we have repeated these and other words like them now through various dispensations for decades, and some of you are even aware that you may have been there when I appeared to various prophets of the Old Testament and modeled for them what was possible for a divine life. And when you understand these dynamics, blessed ones, you can be free, free, free to attain to new cosmic heights and to fulfill your purpose in this lifetime and to have the capstone of all of your lifetimes placed on your experience within these material planes of being. O blessed and holy ones, we stand in your midst and ray forth north, south, east, west, above, below, and in the center of your form, the cosmic cross which symbolizes the union of spirit and matter in your midst. When you are realized in this nature of God as Father, Mother within you, there is wholeness, there is the stupendous release of cosmic energies and frequencies and wave patterns of beingness that ensue from within you for the victory of who you are as a God self-realized one. We use terms, we use words that ennoble you, that bring you to a new cosmic crisp awareness of your divine presence. If you ever fall again into the trap of thinking that you are less than light, love, and levity, then put aside these self-admonished words of unthought and realize through a new divine thought and thought process that you have what it takes to be your true selfhood. Now, as a gift to you, blessed ones, there is an empowerment that comes at the onset of this conference, whereby, if you choose the light, if you choose God daily, and to walk in that eternal light, that we, the archangels, 12 with our compliments, will walk and talk with you. Do you realize what this will mean for you, blessed ones?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you truly realize what this will mean for you?
Yes.
Well, then, what will it mean? From our perspective, it will mean that nothing can stand in the way of your victory in everything that you set your heart, your mind, your will to accomplish. When you set your heart, your mind, and your will to anything, we will amplify the wave pattern of God consciousness within you. We will accelerate all possibilities for the advancement of your divinity in all manner of regions of cosmic space and in the most minute details of what you are attending to day by day in your daily lives. We will objectify within your higher mind patterns of perfection, ideals, and cosmic suggestions for you that will move you beyond the constraints of self-limitation and what you have created as patterns that you have identified with now during this and past lifetimes that have allowed you to live in a state of imperfection and non-gnosis. Well, dearest ones, if you would be enlivened by the very presence that was there in the burning bush on the mount that Moses saw, consider that your life will never be the same again, and that come what may in terms of challenge, or that which you must move through in order to gain your total and complete victory and freedom in the light, the resource, the understanding, the wisdom, the truth will be there right in front of you to allow you to move through anything, including the most wretched of states that the dark ones may throw in your face. They have no power. They have no power. They have no power over you, blessed ones. The only power that can act in your world is God. Do you realize this?
Yes.
We have realized this from the beginning and have seen from ancient times that only God can act through us. Only the light can move through us. Only the joy and the dynamism of the Spirit can be where we are. And this is the key to the victorious sense that everything that we are engaged in is God good, is divinely inspired, is blessed and sanctified by the Most High. Well, now we sanctify you and we wash you clean, each and every one. And that which has burdened you of late is now no more, is now no more, is now no more. You are free this morning to be fully bathed and clothed and the new raiment of the divine, who you truly are already. And we see you draped in colorful cloaks of light, even as the Lord Jesus in his incarnation as Joseph was in that multicolored garment, signifying his mastery of the seven rays. Well, today, blessed ones, there are even more colors in these garments that you are wearing etherically, and some of you are attempting to model even physically in what you have brought with you. We, the 12 archangels and archai, will perform miracles upon the earth and within you during this Congress of Light. If you choose this option, and it is a choice to be moved in this miracle light and bathed in crystal fire radiance. So choose wisely your words, for they are real You create your world. And if you would create as we do, never again accept through your words something less than perfection, beauty, joy, and harmony. Never again model through what you have coming through your sacred throat chakra something less than your God ideal and what you can now conceptualize as real, as verifiable, as self-fulfilled. Your words create your cosmos. Remember this. Place these words on your refrigerators and on your computers if you choose. My words create my cosmos now. And then speak the truth daily, hourly, moment by moment, orally and silently. For what you speak silently often becomes more crystallized in form than your outer words, because many of you speak much more in your mind and even in your heart than you do outwardly, dearest ones, even though we observe that many of you are always ready to speak something and may learn more how to be silent, to allow the inner word to crystallize as holiness, beingness, presence, and the glory of God through who you are. Now, do you consider yourself daring initiates?
Yes.
Then come with me and my beloved faith on a journey this day. For hour by hour, as my holy brothers and sisters, the archangels and archai, stand in your midst and speak unto you, we will leave our legacies of light around the globe as these fountains are established. And this hour, we establish one now. And I choose to place it over Lake Louise, my home, with my beloved faith of light and the octaves of joy. And this fountain has a radiance that is magnificent to behold, of the blue fire aspect of God's eternal awareness, of divine power, majesty, and holiness. And those who come to Banff from this day forward will be inflamed within this fountain of grace. They will be enfired and enriched by an inner essence of God good that will give birth within them to new avenues of divine expression, creativity, and the elan and the power to transform this planet. It would be meet for you, dearest ones, to make that pilgrimage to our place and home of light at least once in this incarnation, to feel the effects of this majesty, of this majestic radiance upon and within your being. And if you do, and if you make the call, we will affirm within you during your time there, and as you travel to our abode in the etheric octaves, that you will have that miracle light grace your soul in a stupendous way that will be for you freedom from distress, dire circumstance, major accidents, and imperil in your life. Now I have said it before and I say it again, that often you call to us when you are getting in your vehicles and when you require protection. There is much more that we can offer you, dearest ones, and possibilities for the advancement on your path. When you befriend us and use us and call to us and make fiats to us at the onset of any project, any plan, and in your daily lives upon awakening. We are there to empower you in ways that will mean more when you understand the dynamics of what is at play through our intercessory love for you. Now, as a capstone to my message today, an angel from my bands comes before each of you, both here in this room and those on the broadcast, and places at the level of your throat chakra now a blue fire diamond of light that contains the very essence that is also within this fountain from ancient Lemuria that is reestablished this day over Banff. And this token of our love for you is tangible for many of you as a protection of your throat, your voice, your health and well-being, and especially your thyroid gland, which for many of you, dearest ones, has been compromised in this age in some way because of the very dynamics of living on this earth. And this focus is there as a reminder of God's word within you, of God's eternal beingness at this level of presence. And this blue fire radiance will even for some of you be restorative of your inner voice expressed through your outer voice, the power of your words as expressed through your prayers, decrees, songs, and mantras, and a healing of a certain misuse of your throat through smoking and other activities in which you have engaged the sacred center in the past. Blaze through now all that has manifest through your throat chakra in the past that has not been fully of the light and honorable to be expressed by a son or daughter of the Most High God. Blaze forth that light now to consume the records of this misuse. There is a wave pattern now of light vouchsafed to me and also expressed lovingly by my beloved Faith that will afford for you each one this radiant healing and the restoration of your power center to a new radiance. Breathe in this light, accept it deep within your being and at the core of every cell of your true nature. Feel the impressions of God consciousness restoring within you your true voice, the real you word. And even as Jesus himself steps forward as the model of the Logos in your midst and performs certain surgical and alchemical work for you, there is that logoic light restored now within you. And your sacred throat chakra is glowing in this hour. And the hallowedness and the sanctity of this experience may remain with you, each one, if you choose. for the duration of your lives. You are all worthy to be godly in thought, word, and deed, daily and hourly and moment by moment. Remember your worthiness. Remember your sacred connection with all life, within nature and within your own Buddhic and Atmic nature. Yes, blessed ones, with God, all things are magical. This may be your new mantra if you choose to speak. With God, all things are magical together. With God, all things are magical. With God, all things are magical. With God, all things are magical. Now, as divine magicians of light, I seal you in the radiant fire of this new powerful alchemical state, so that the words that you speak in your rosary of faith and that which you attend to in assisting life at all levels may be wrapped in this harmonic and resonant state of beingness and love. I am Michael. It is my pleasure to be with my own. Those who sing to me, those who pray and give fiats, and those who would simply be love, love, love.